Edgar, welcome to Local Color. Again, thank you so much for being my first guest.
And thank you, Jason, for inviting me.
Sure, no problem, man. So in an email that you sent when we first started talking, also shout out to my sister Lauren for hooking us up, you were saying that this interview was pretty timely because you just finished up a residency project. Was that for MICA?
No, I finished it up. It was at Pyramid Atlantic in Silver Spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, can you tell us about it and what's significant about it?
Well, the big significance, I guess, was the fact that this past summer was my first time traveling to Mexico and back to the U.S. as a U.S. citizen. So it was my reflection on my experience of going through that. Prior to this, I was a migrant, but I was also documented, so I could come in and out, but I only had a Mexican passport. And it was kind of interesting to see. It's interesting how they kind of segregate you,
yeah,
and how troubling it is that you're not a U.S. citizen, and how they kind of
is it discrimination?
Kind of discrimination, but it's, I guess, the reason why I became a U.S. citizen was just to make my life easier. It was in the fact that I didn't want to, like,